Hello there, listeners. Here is Maya speaking. Today is April 14. And I think I owe you some explanations about the preview episodes. I think for start, I need to explain what does Iran have to do with all this. A friend of mine from Romania told me today that she didn't even knew that Iran have anything to do with this war until now. And I started a few episodes when in the episode that I call Going on a Journey, I said that there is a threat of missiles or something from Iran. Iran is a very religious country. It had like a political religious revolve not that long ago, like 20, 30 years ago, is it? Maybe more, maybe 50 or something years ago. And they're Shi'i. They are a part of the Shia, which is the smaller half of the Islam world. And they really hate Israel, or at least they use the idea of fighting Israel and the idea of hating Israel as a way to build their power in the Arabic world. You see, that's something that many Arabic countries used to do before, using the Palestinian issue. That is very agreeable in the Arabic world, that the Palestinians should have a state, and that this land is supposed to be a part of the Arabic world. It's an idea that is very agreeable in the Arabic world. So if a country go and said like, we shall fight Israel, so she get like lots of support from many countries. And if an Arabic country want to be like a leader within the Arabic world, which they do, some of them, I was saying before, that's the reason that Egypt and Iraq were so involved in 1948 in attacking Israel. So now Iran is kind of, in my understanding, kind of doing the same and trying to be the sponsor for the Palestinians. So far, I mean, in the last 10 years or something, about Iran was doing that by supporting financially in Hamas and in Hezbollah, which are Hamas is the terror organization that control Gaza, and Hezbollah is another terror organization. Well, an armed group of people that like attack Israel, you know, call it how you wish, but they sit in Lebanon, and Iran used to give both of them money. This is also, by the way, the reason that Hezbollah is involved in this war in the first place, again, as far as I understand, because Iran is both of them sponsor, and also it's also the by the way, it's also the sponsor of those the Houthis from Yemen. So this is the reason that Hezbollah got involved in the war, supporting Hamas. Anyway, so far, this is the way that things used to be. Iran support or terror organization paid and trained terror organization that attack Israel, and Israel was like attacking Iranian gold outside of Iran, like killing Iranian military officers and bombing their weapons stocks and stuff like that, you know. So that was the case for the last several years, and recently, during the a month ago or something, Israel was killing, like the secret agency of Israel killed a Iranian military high minister in Syria, and the Iranians got really pissed off. It was, I guess, like someone very important for them, And they got really pissed off, and they were start speaking about putting signs in their street about how bad they're going to revenge Israel. So for the last, I don't know, few weeks in Israel, there was lots of tense about threat coming from Iran. And in this point, you can go to this episode, Going on a Journey, and you can hear more about it there. Anyway, so yeah, that was the thing that was like in the air when I went on the journey, and I came back because there was like I was at a friend's house, and they discovered that their study were cancelled and everything is cancelled, and that that Iran sent like, I think it was like 300 or something drones, I discovered that they called. In the preview episode, I called them robot airplanes, and it's like military flying robots, and they call them drones. And so Iran sent like a whole bunch of those and some missiles to Israel. But the thing is, it was like, okay, the missiles are on the way, but it's a 3-hour flight because it's like as far as hell. So you have 3 hours to prepare yourself before you get shot by a missile. And it's funny because usually you see in Israel we used to have like a few seconds or a minute to do something between we know that a missile is gonna hit us and until the missile is actually hitting us. Something between, I think here in around where I live, it's 30 seconds, let's say. So have like 3 hours, it's like, that's ridiculous. So in the end of the day the IDF shoot down like almost all of them, and they say 99% of the bombs have been shot down at air, by the way, also by the American military and the Jordanian military and the British. Like many militaries were shooting down this like army of flying robots at air. Crazy, huh? It's like, what the fuck? I'm gonna speak about what damage happened in Israel, but first I will explain that the things that I'm speaking about in the preview episode, red lights in the skies, so this is like war robots being exploded by the IDF. The IDF have like a special laser system that they use to bomb those stuff at air quite high, I guess, or something. It's still, I don't exactly understand the details of what I saw, but after I record the episode, I look at the news and I saw that in Jerusalem there was the same stuff in the sky. It looked exactly the same in the videos. You can check them out. Look for like Iranian missiles on Jerusalem or something. I'm sure you can find it. You can see like there is like a video with Al-Aqsa and like missiles all around. It's missiles, war robots. It doesn't look like missiles because they spin at air. It's really crazy stuff. Two of them were shot down above the parliament, and this is exactly where I was when I turned back and went north. You can hear about it in the episode, it named Changing Plans, or generally in the last 4 episodes. I came back home and I saw like a video of like tiny little war robots being shooting down just above where I was a few hours ago. And actually I just saw like many of them in the air next to my village, tiny little war robot being exploded there. So if you want to get impression of how I sound when I actually see this, you can go to the preview episode. The thing now is Iran said like, okay, this was our big revenge, and that's it, we're not doing any more revenge. And in Israel, it seems that the voices to revenge are very high. I'm absolutely sure that they will do it. Now they are going to. I will tell you exactly what happened. I'm gonna tell you the future now. They're gonna attack Iran pretty bad, like over extremely bad, like they did in Gaza. And then Iran is going to attack back terribly. And then a terrible war gonna start, and the country is gonna fall apart, and the USA probably gonna be the actual one that is controlling the land. This is how it seems. That it's difficult to me to see any way that it can happen otherwise. Yeah, those the extreme right wing in the government is obviously saying, if we're not taking Iran very badly, then we are leaving the government and it's all falling apart. This is what they always say. If we will not attack more and more and more and more and more, then we will leave the government and the government will fall apart. And unfortunately, it seems that the ministers in the government find it more important to stay in the government than to take care for the safety of their families and population stuff. Amazing, unbelievable. Well, probably their families are safe in somehow. Those bastards, really. They're the most terrible government you can imagine. Anyway, who got hurt out of yesterday night? The ones that are always hurt. The weak ones, obviously. There is one 7-year-old girl that was hurt by one of the pieces of missile that explode, or maybe actually from the missile itself that was explode. A 7-year-old girl, obviously. An army of military robot is flying for 4 hours in the sky from Iran to Israel to attack a 7-year-old girl. This is the reality in our universe. It is. Why was she hurt, this 7-year-old girl? Because she belonged to a lower caste, you see, in the unofficial caste system of Israel. I already spoke about the unofficial caste system in Israel before. It's you can see, I think it in protesting in Israel nowadays, I'm speaking about it, that the religious population is like the is very much similar to the Brahmin in the India caste system, mean that they are their people of religious, they take care to the religious ceremony, and therefore they have extra right and less obligations. This is like the Haredim caste in Israel. And then you have all kind of caste, and I think the lower caste that you can find, except Palestinians, which are like the Hindu system, also have those people that are like outside of the caste system. Those are the Palestinians, they're the lowest in this hierarchy. But before them you can find the Bedouins. The Bedouins are like the natives, the most native people in this land. Like the most ancient people that are still living here. And the government is not acknowledging their villages in the desert. They were like, when Israel was founded, they were like wandering around the desert. You know, like herding goats and being like living like in the time of the Bible, really. You know, they don't want to go and live in the city. They want to live on the land that they always moved on, and the government does not acknowledge it. It's like, no, it's not your land, you need to live where we tell you to live. So if a bomb falling there, it's not a settlement, so the IDF do not protect them, so the bomb can hit those people. They are left unprotected. I just read a story about how they were hiding all night under a bridge, because, and it's just a whole big population of people. So this is the person that was hurt by the army of military robots sent from Iran to Israel. as a revenge for some military commander that been killed in Syria. They badly damaged a Bedouin 7-year-old girl. Well, that's reality. I can't make it any nicer, I guess. Maybe I can tell you that I am quite feeling safe now. There is no bombing for the last day. Things seems pretty quiet. There is no like people griefing and angry because everyone except this girl was not hurt, and I don't know, hopefully those motherfucker states will manage to understand each other and live in symbiosis somehow. I don't know. Who knows? Jesus. Anyway, that's the explanation for the things that you heard in the last few episodes. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Wish us all good night, and bless us all.